You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in Books and Arts.
Book Review. 20th Century American Writing. Buttoned Up. Cheever, A Life by Blake Bailey.
The big names of 20th century American literature are recognisable for their robust alter egos. Nathan Zuckerman, Moses Herzog, Harry Rabbit Angstrom, Holden Caulfield. Sweaty, anxious, and empathetic, these characters push up through their novels with an energy that still draws and captivates readers. But what about John Cheever? Before he died in 1982, Cheever was ranked third behind Saul Bellow and John Updike in a survey of living American writers whose work would live on for generations. The stories of John Cheever, his acclaimed collection of short fiction, won the Pulitzer Prize, among other rewards, and went on to sell 125,000 copies in hardback. Yet today, Cheever has largely been forgotten, left off academic reading lists, and overlooked as an influence on subsequent writers. The time may have come, however, for a Cheever revival. Blake Bailey, an American literary biographer, has written an insightful, clear-eyed life of the man, just as the venerated Library of America is reissuing a two-volume collection of Cheever's stories and novels, also edited by Mr. Bailey. Measured together, these books make quite a pile, but Mr. Bailey presents an elegant case for their heft. Cheever's books have slipped from public notice, in part because his oeuvre lacks a charismatic torchbearer like Holden Caulfield. His calling was the short story, a form with the life expectancy of a mayfly, he conceded. Cheever knew he needed to write a novel to be taken seriously. He ultimately eked out five. Yet financial necessity and his gift for the medium led him to write more than 150 short stories, most of them published in The New Yorker. Subtle and well-observed, they followed ordinary members of the suburban middle class. They all drank too much, the Cabots and the Westerhazes, the Grahams and the Howlands. They were unnerved by how old they were, how boring things could be, how tired they were of their marriages. They were conscious of social codes and proper attire, and rarely said anything profound. Cheever's stories seemed pessimistic, like a sort of apocalyptic poetry, observed Malcolm Cowley at the New Republic, who published Cheever's first one, Expelled, when he was just 18. But they were filled with longing and desire, a yearning for something just out of reach. He understood these characters. He pitied the bickering young couples and aging alcoholics without sentimentalizing them. He valued their grasps at youth, companionship, and memory. Asked why he bothered to write at all if he thought everything was so terrible, he replied, "I write to make sense of my life."